You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If the rotten egg smell of the hydrogen sulfide gas doesn't get to you, well, then maybe the bats, spiders, or the dripping sulfuric acid will. Welcome to the Cueva de Villaluz, a cave located in the southeastern Mexican state of Tabasco. Although its interior is practically lethal to humans, the cave is home to a diverse and healthy ecosystem. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
What we see in this cave is very similar to what other scientists have seen at the hot water vents on the bottom of the ocean, where no light is getting to that depth of the ocean, and yet there are these rather complex ecosystems growing.
Louise Hose is a professor of geology whose work is supported by the National Geographic Society. She's been studying the ecology of the Cueva de Villaluz, which is based on a bacteria that feeds on sulfur.
And so we have bacteria that can do a process similar to photosynthesis, but instead of using sunlight, they are using the energy released by the oxidation of sulfur and some other metals provided by water that comes up into the cave. And those bacteria are everywhere throughout the cave. We see them as slimes on the walls. We see them as filaments in the stream itself. Consuming those bacteria are the invertebrates. In particular, there are little flying insects called midges. The cave also has a tremendous abundance of spiders. They are going around eating the other insects that live off of the bacteria. The fish eat the bacteria, but they also eat the midges.
We'll hear why NASA is interested in the cave ecosystem in our next program. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.